Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. Due to allergies, I tend to sneeze a lot. I guess I should say I don't sneeze that often, but when I do, it's usually you get four or more sneezes in a row. And when I sneeze, some people run away thinking I'm going to infect them with the plague or something. Others politely say, bless you, or God bless you. Sometimes my multiple sneezes confuse the blessers because they don't know how many times I'll sneeze, so I get a bless you after every sneeze. I often say, thank you, I'll take all the blessings I can get. An old wives' tale says that a sneeze caused someone to expel their soul out of their body, and so God bless you, or bless you, was used as a protection against the devil snatching your soul. If that were true, my soul would be in Timbuktu with all the sneezing I've done. I do appreciate a good sneeze, but I do appreciate a good blessing even more. Many of us have heard TV preachers say something like, if you will send me $50, God will bless you and return your money tenfold. Well, if God's blessing worked like that, shouldn't he be sending us the $50 and God would bless him with $500? Too often people think of blessing as only financial. Blessings come in all shapes and sizes. I've heard of people at the drive-up window blessing the vehicle behind them by paying for their food. My wife's uncle once bought himself a brand new car, and he blessed us with his old car. It truly was a blessing. I've had many people tell me that when their family member was stuck in addiction, it was a huge blessing to have them get into a program where they knew they were safe and getting help. They could finally have peaceful, blessed sleep at night. Well, peaceful sleep is a blessing many of us take for granted. Some of the biggest blessings in my life were not financial at all. My family is definitely one of the biggest blessings ever. You know, some cultures have a tradition of blessing their children by placing their hand on their child's head and speaking a blessing over them. My wife is Irish, and the Irish have many witty blessings. One in particular I like says, as you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never point the wrong way. My blessing for you today is a bit more traditional. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. I pray God will bless you today in such a way that when you lay down in your bed tonight and put your head on your pillow, that you thank him for every blessing, even if the only blessing you can think of is a bed and a pillow. Well, thanks for listening. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.